Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ivy Andrews. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Turbeville. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Turbeville. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turbeville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry moves to third. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Salters moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley takes first base on ball four. Salters moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Turbeville fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to second. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Salters reaches second base with a double. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salters scores. It's 2 to nothing, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Coleman moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. West moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, Browns. George Caster now pitching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6 to nothing, Browns. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Carey reaches second base with a double. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Andrews covering. Safe. Finney moves to second. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster strikes out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to third. Richards moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Finney scores. Richards scores. Warsler goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Browns. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 6-4, Browns. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 6-5, Browns. Russ Van Atten now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Johnson moves to second. It's Browns, 6, Athletics, 6. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 6. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Richards. Coleman moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. West hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hemsley strikes out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster strikes out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Warsler strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 6. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Caster covering, for the out. Two outs. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 6. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. Richards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Burns out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Salters takes first base on ball 4. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Soltis moves to third. West moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field. Finney picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finney. Solter scores. West scores. Hemsley moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-6, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 6. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Atta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Van Atta moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Van Atta moves to third. Larry moves to second. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Soltis strikes out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skeeter Newsome pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Newsome moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 6. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Markham now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hemsley strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Clift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Clift reaches second base with a double. West moves to third. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Atta hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 6. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Warsler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Warsler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richards takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Richards moves to second. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Richards moves to third. Warsler moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-4 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.